Hello.
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer. Am I speaking to Keenan?
It's me.
Hello. My name is Jennifer. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
I'm happy to hear that. Just before we continue, let me tell you, I am not selling anything. I am just conducting an opinion survey and I would like to ask you a few questions. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I know we are calling on your cell phone, so I will make this as quick as possible and I really appreciate your time. Just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African American, Hispanic, Asian?
African-American.
Thank you. Keenan, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'll vote.
Definitely vote? Okay.
Yeah.
What is your age?
I'm 45.
Thank you so much. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any numbers between 0 and 10. How motivated are you to vote from 0 to 10?
10.
10. Thank you. Some people care a lot about politics. While politics is less important to other people, how important would you say politics is to your personal identity? Is it very important? Somewhat important? Not too important? Or not important at all?
It's important.
Is it very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Repeat that one more time.
Yes, of course. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I'll probably say something else, probably.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Okay. When you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? Republicans in Congress? Big business and corporate price gouging and greed? The COVID pandemic? The Biden administration and their policies? Or the Federal Reserve raising interest rates?
Politicians.
Oh, I'm sorry, which one?
You said politician, right?
I said Republicans in Congress, big business, the COVID pandemic, the Biden administration and their policies, or the Federal Reserve rising
There's something in the policies.
at the Biden administration and their policies. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress to focus on. You say 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any numbers between 0 to 10. How important do you think it is for the member of Congress to focus on reforming the criminal justice system to hold police more accountable by providing oversight from the Department of Justice. What number would you give to that? Remember, zero means not important at all, five somewhat important, and 10 extremely important.
Extremely important.
Thank you. What about fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods?
I agree with that too, yes.
Would that be a 10 as well? Extremely important. Thank you. Fighting back against the rise of white nationalism.
Fighting back against white nationalism?
Mm-hmm.
I'll give it a 10.
What about the protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
I don't really have a comment on that.
Okay, so you do not want to score this one?
Yeah, I'm like equal on that.
Okay, if you had to give it a number, what number would you give? How important do you think
this is? A 9.
A 9, okay.
Yeah.
Reducing gun violence?
That's a 10.
Creating a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants.
If they want to come over, I give them a 10.
Thank you so much. Switching gears a little. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Do you disapprove? Okay, somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
I strongly disapprove.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Senate are handling their job?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Now, I like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any numbers from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of this person or organization, please say so. So how do you feel about Donald Trump?
I don't like him.
Okay. You can score from 0 to 100. Remember, 100
zero.
Means 0, okay. Tim Scott.
Strongly approve.
From 0 to 100, what score? 100 means that you feel warm. 50, that you do not feel warm or cold. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable.
Very cold.
What number would you give from 0 to 100?
10.
Okay. What about MAGA Republicans or MGA Republicans?
Disapprove.
What number from 0 to 10? I'm sorry, from 0 to 100.
I said 2.
2, okay. What about Marianne Williamson?
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Black PAC or Black PAC?
I don't know who that is either.
Okay, that's okay. What about Joe Biden?
I give him a 6.
I appreciate it. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent, Cornel West, Republican, Donald Trump, and Democrat, Cornerstone, Donald Trump, or Joe Biden?
Repeat that one more time.
Yes. If the elections were held today and the candidates were for the Independent Party, Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Cornel West, Donald
Cornel
Trump,
West.
Or...
Going to vote for Cornel West. They all got a chance. Let him see what he can do.
Okay. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
If the candidates were Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Mm-hmm.
Only?
Yes.
I'd probably go with Joe Biden. Because it probably depends on who's supporting him, who their vice president is.
Okay, I understand that. Thank you. Now let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
I actually voted for Joe Biden.
Thank you. How worried are you about the threat of white supremacy and the hate crimes to black people in America today? Are you very worried?
Very worried.
Thank you. Now, suppose there were two different candidates running for office, all of other things being equal. Please tell me which candidate you are most likely to support. Candidate A, who says that if elected to the U.S. Senate, they will fight to make healthcare more affordable, relieve students' debt, make the wealthy pay their fair share in taxes, and invest in creating more manufacturing and construction jobs and grow the economy. Or candidate B, who says that if elected to U.S. Senate, they will fight against racism and discrimination in America, protect voting rights, stop Republicans from trying to rig elections, stop banning books on slavery, and reform policy to outlaw racial profiling and hold black cops accountable. All other things being equal, are you more likely to support candidate A, who is focused on jobs and affordability, or candidate B, who is focused on fighting discrimination and protecting the right to vote?
Probably candidate A.
Okay. Somewhat more candidate A or much more candidate A?
Much more.
Thank you. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about President Biden and his administration are doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little or nothing at all.
Repeat that one more time.
Yes, of course I can. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Yes, you have a lot. Yes, some. Only a little or nothing at all.
Only a little.
Only a little. Thank you, Kenan. And has what you've seen or read recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less affordable towards them or favorable towards them?
Not favorable.
Okay, somewhat more unfavorable or much more unfavorable?
Not much favorable.
So it would be much more unfavorable?
Yeah, much more, yes.
Okay, thank you. I want to read for you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, tell me how important that is to you. How important an accomplishment is for you the fact that made unemployment benefits tax-free during COVID. Would you say that is very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
Important. How many more questions do you have, man? I'm in the middle of something. I didn't know how long it's going to take.
Oh, it will just take a few more minutes. I'll do it as fast as I can. I really appreciate all your time. So for this one, would you say it's very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
Well, somewhat important.
Okay. Expanded background checks for gun purchases and improved laws to keep guns out of the hands of people convicted of domestic abuse.
Important. Very important.
Thank you.
Very
caught
important.
Inflation by nearly 60%, the lowest in the last 18 months.
Very important.
Created the most diverse government in our history. Over half of 1,500 presidential appointments are non-white, and nearly 60% are women, the most ever.
Very important.
I appreciate it. Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Repeat that one more time.
Yes. Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Now I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it is very convincing reason to vote, 5 that is somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to vote in 2024 presidential elections. You may use any numbers between 0 and 10. MAGA or MAGA, Republicans are banning books and outlawing the accurate telling of the history of slavery and racism in the country. They are trying to erase our story from American history. If they erase our history, we learn nothing from horrors and mistakes of American history and are at risk of repeating it. Our goal should be to teach the truth and prepare all of our children for more united future in order to emphasize the contributions and importance of all of us. Regardless of race, we must vote for it. Is this not at all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
Not convincing.
Okay, so what number would you give? Remember, 0 means that it's not a
5,
okay. Extremist conservatives have taken control of the courts in this country, and now we are facing the consequences. In the last few years, the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade, struck down affirmative action, rolled back large parts of the Voting Rights Act, limited the rights of same-sex couples, and rejected student loan forgiveness. The Supreme Court has a real impact in our lives, and these judges are appointed directly by the political leaders we elect. We must vote to put a check on this out-of-control court trying to roll back our rights. From 0 to 10, what number will you give to that?
A 5.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, some people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any numbers. Thank you. And what stood out to you the most from the arguments you just heard?
Probably inflation.
Inflation. Thank you so much. I'm going to read you a list of ways that some people were contacted during the 2022 midterm campaign season. For each, please tell me if you recall any campaigns contacting you in this way. Door knocks. Did anyone knock your door during this campaign?
No.
Okay. Social media, internet ads.
Yes, internet ads.
Okay.
Social media, yep.
Okay. Someone canvassing a neighborhood?
No.
Okay. Text messages?
No.
Phone calls?
Yep.
TV ads?
No.
Radio ads?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah.
Thank you. Switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
High school.
High school graduate?
Yes.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Divorced.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No, I live by myself.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Conservative.
Would that be very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none at all of your neighbors are white?
Half, nearly half.
Nearly, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half?
About half.
About half. How would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Thank you. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside the United States?
No.
Were you born outside the United States?
No.
Kenan, these were all the questions that I had for you today, and I thank you so much for helping me out. I hope you have a beautiful night.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah.